This podcast homily is part of a series of homilies for Whitsunday Pentecost and the Sundays in Trinity season in worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. Welcome to this podcast homily for the third Sunday after Trinity. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire AIC archive, of hundreds of homilies on various topics can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page of the same site. The epistle reading for the third Sunday after Trinity is 1 Peter 5, verses 5b to 11, a lesson from the pen of St. Peter on the Christian virtue of humility, combined with a second lesson on the value of persistence in the face of threats from the evil one, which are universal to all who hold the Christian faith. It includes one of the most quoted lines from St. Peter's epistles, one which is used in the Office of Compline, found in Part 3 of the AIC bookstore publication, Hear Us, O Lord, Daily Prayers for the Laity, here read in the BCP language of the King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The gospel reading is Luke 15, verses 1 to 10, which includes two parables. First, the lost sheep, which is also reported in the Gospel of St. Matthew, and the lost coin, which is found only in St. Luke's Gospel. I discuss it in episode 18 and discuss other unique parables in episodes 17, 19, 20, 21, and 23 in the AIC Bible Study series on our YouTube channel linked from the Bible Study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The two parables tell us two parallel stories. The first, the parable of the lost sheep, is not a story of an earthly shepherd, but the story of our shepherd, Jesus Christ, who loves his flock and knows them by name. Because he loves his sheep, he is concerned about each and every sheep, especially the ones which go astray. At the end of the parable, Jesus himself tells us that he, our Savior, and also our Father in heaven, is concerned with every sheep. In the sacraments of the Church, we understand that there are ways in which the one who strays from the flock can be brought back into the fold through the sacrament of confession or penance. Jesus said this to the Pharisees and scribes in a sentence which ends with an exclamation point. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. The lesson for the listening Pharisees and scribes, and also for us today, and for especially anyone whose self-righteousness is carried too far, is entirely consistent with St. Peter's lesson on humility in the epistle reading above. Listen to this from Luke 15, verse 7. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Jesus continues the same theme in the second parable, the lost coin. He tells the story of a woman who has lost a coin and tears up her entire house to find that single coin. Afterward, having found it, she calls her friends and neighbors in to celebrate her joy with her. Jesus' conclusion reinforces the message of verse 7, just read. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The vibrant image of the parable of the lost sheep, with the shepherd carrying the recovered sheep around his neck, was one of two scriptural inspirations for the Christ the Good Shepherd icon, both in Western art in stained glass and in the famous Eastern Orthodox icon bearing the legend O Poimen O Kalos, which is a fragment of the Greek original phrase from the Gospel of St. John, Ego ime O Poimen O Kalos, which translates, I am the Good Shepherd. One of the greatest teachers and bishops of the early church, St. Basil the Great of Caesarea in Asia Minor, wrote this advice in the 4th century. Leaving those that have not strayed, the Good Shepherd seeks you. If you will surrender yourself, he will not hold back. In his kindness, he will lift you up on his shoulders, rejoicing that he has found his sheep that was lost. The Father stands and awaits your return from wandering. Only turn to him, and while you are still afar off, he will run and embrace your neck with loving embraces. He will enfold you, now cleansed by our repentance. He says, truly I say to you that there is joy in heaven before God over one sinner who repents. My closing prayers are first a catena of my own composition based on Psalm 119, verses 12, 18, 16, 48a, 27a, 64b, 98a, and 105, which is followed by the collect for the third Sunday after Trinity, which Archbishop Cranmer adapted from the late Gregorian sacramentary used in the Sarum Rite in England. Blessed art thou, O Lord, O teach me thy statutes. Open mine eyes, that I may see the wondrous things of thy law. My delight shall be in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments. Make me to understand the way of thy commandments. O teach me thy statutes. Thou through my commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies. Thy word is a lantern unto my feet, and a light unto my paths. O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to hear us, and grant that we, to whom thou hast given an hearty desire to pray, may by thy mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.